Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. This is what we've been seeing in Acts chapter 16, that when you walk with the Lord, you can't ever really be sure where you're going to end up that day, who you're going to meet, or even what may take place, but you can be sure of this, that when you walk with the Lord, you get to see His power. As we think about Acts chapter 16, we see that the Lord opened up Lydia's heart. We saw that the demon-possessed girl was delivered in the name of Jesus. And we saw that the Lord shook the jail. There is a powerful turnaround in the lives of these whom God has saved. Lydia's whole household was saved. The slave girl's demon was gone, and so was her slave owner's way of making money. And then the jailer and his whole household were saved that very night and baptized. Listen to what it says in Philippians chapter 1. It says, "He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion." I can just see Lydia sitting in that house church, glance across the room to that jailer, catching his eye and smiling, and then both of them looking at that teenage girl, or maybe even perhaps now she's in her 20s, and just rejoicing over how she has been growing in the Lord. There's a lot of stuff going on all around you. And as you walk with the Lord, I don't want you to miss His power moving in people's lives. When you pray today, please pray for David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. Also pray for the Fonte broadcast in the target area of Ghana. And don't miss out. Right now, we are in the middle of our BMA national meeting, and you can catch the live broadcast of our services tonight and tomorrow night, right where you are on this Facebook page at 7 p.m. And if you're a pastor that happens to be in Rogers, Arkansas right now, I want to invite you to the late night preaching lab that's going to be taking place tonight at Grace Hills Church at 9:30 p.m.